Today's daf is Psachim Daf Samach Zayin. We are 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis, the 2 dots. Ashkechon Tomid uPesach. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema. The Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Dvora bas Mecha, and Shmuel ben Tehila. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miro. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Avram ben Yibad Lechayim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chayim. So the topic of today's daf is going to be a little bit of a digression from the topic of the 6th parak of Masechtas Psachim. The Gemara is going to discuss the halacha that somebody that's tame is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. More specifically, the idea that if Rav of Klal Yisrael was tame, or if all the Kohanim were tame, the Kohanim were allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, even in a state of Tumah, to bring Karbonos Tzibur. So one of the most basic halachos in Kachim and in Tyrus is that somebody that's Tumah is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. And it really doesn't matter what level of Tumah the person has. If you're Tumah, you cannot enter the Azara, you cannot enter the Beis HaMikdash. What about the Harabayis? So that already would depend on the level of Tumah that you have. But to enter the Beis HaMikdash, to enter the Azara, that's something that without question, if somebody is Tumah, he would not be able to do. Stating that, there's a very, very big chiddush that's discussed primarily in Masechtas Psachim. And that is, that if all the Kohanim at a certain point were Tumah, the halacha is that Kohanim were allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash and they were allowed to do the Avodah. And really, that's a double chiddush. Number one, if the Kohanim are Tameh, they can't enter the Beis HaMikdash. Number two, a Tameh certainly is not allowed to do the Avodah. However, if all the Kohanim are Tameh, the chiddush states that in that instance, one is allowed to do the Avodah. The makar to this halacha is the idea that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur or Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur. It's a machlokes in Chas, whether Tumah's Hutra B'Tzibur or Tumah's Tchuya B'Tzibur. But what we need for today is that there's an idea that if all the Kehanim were Tame, they were allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, and they'd be allowed to do the Avodah. Another application of this idea of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur and Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur is that ordinarily, if somebody was Tame, he couldn't bring the Karban Pesach. And really, it's a little bit of a chiddush. Because if somebody's Tomei, he can bring a carbon oila, he can bring a carbon chatas. Now, he can't enter the Beis HaMikdash to bring the oila or the chatas, but why is that a problem? You can appoint a shliach to take your animal, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, let the kohen do the shechita kabbalah oilach hazrika, everything is going to be fine. Now, you're Tomei, you can't eat from the basar, but that's neither here nor there. It's a mitzvah, it's a very nice thing. Maybe some Rishonim hold it's not even a mitzvah to eat from the basar of a carbon. So really, just because you're Tameh, that wouldn't necessarily impact your ability to bring a carbon. There's one exception to that rule, and that's the Karban Pesach. If somebody's Tameh, he was not allowed to bring the Karban Pesach. Not by himself, not through a shliach. And the reason is because an integral part of the Karban Pesach was eating the basar. So over here, eating the basar is not some extra credit, mitzvah min hamufcher, in raid, maybe yeah, a mitzvah, maybe not a mitzvah. It's a critical piece. And as a result, if you're Tameh and you can't eat from the Karban Pesach, you can't even have a Karban Pesach brought on your behalf. So what happens if somebody was Tameh and it came time to bring the Karban Pesach, couldn't bring it, got pushed off to Pesach Sheni? If Rav of Klal Yisrael were Tameh, so then the halacha was, there was no Pesach Sheni. Not only was there no Pesach Sheni, there was a Pesach Rishon. Meaning, all these people that are Tameh, that ordinarily cannot have a Karban Pesach brought on their behalf, here the Chiddush states that if Rav of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, it's not going to be a problem. Why? It's the same Chiddush. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, or Tumah D'Chuya B'Tzibur. Just like Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah D'Chuya B'Tzibur helps when the Kehanim are Tameh, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah D'Chuya B'Tzibur helps when Rav of Klal Yisrael is Tameh. So if Rav of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, there's no Pesach Sheini. So you would think, okay, but this certainly can't be Pesach Rishon either. There is going to be a Pesach Rishon. Because if Rav of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah D'Chuya B'Tzibur. Another Chiddush, and this is obvious, that in this instance, the Yidden that are bringing the Karban Pesach would be allowed to eat from the basar of the Karban Pesach. Because if you didn't have the halacha that they're able to eat from the Karban Pesach, it'd be a catch-22. You wouldn't be able to bring the Karban Pesach. So when Rav of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, you have the halacha of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur and Tumah D'Chuya B'Tzibur. Now, the words Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah D'Chuya B'Tzibur imply that this Chiddush was said regarding Karbonos Tzibur. And the truth is, you find it in Shas, not only with regards to Karban Pesach, the Tamid that was brought, Pamayim Bahava in the morning, and Bein Arbayim, the Karbonos Musif, that were all Karbonos Tzibur. It's true for the Karban Pesach as well. And really, it's worth speaking out, Rashi does here in the Sugyo, that if you think about it, why is the Karban Pesach a Karban Tzibur? The Karban Pesach was brought by individual families. A Karban Tzibur is a carbon that every single member in Klal Yisrael has a chelik in. The Karban Tzibur were financed by the Machzis HaShekel. Over here, the Torah says, Mishchu Kulachem. Take out your credit card, swipe it, and buy a carbon. That wasn't bought with the Karban Tzibur. So, Lachura, why would it be a Karban Tzibur? The Teretz is, the Gemara is going to address it later in the Sugyas, that being that the Karban Pesach was Asi B'Knufyo, it was brought by all the Yidden together, that in and of itself gives it a din of a Karban Tzibur, which from a Machshava perspective is fascinating, and it opens up a lot of interesting doors to travel down. But we're going to save that for later in the Masechta. But for now, the halach is that Tumas Hutshu B'Tzibur, Tumat Chuyi B'Tzibur, it has two applications. Someone of the Kehanim Atame, if they're bringing a Karban Tzibur, they'd be allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avoido. In the event that we're dealing with a Karban Pesach, where a Tomei cannot have a Karban brought on his behalf, ordinarily a Tomei would get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. In the event that we're dealing over here, where Rav of Klal Yisrael was Tamei, in that case, the Karban Pesach would be allowed to be brought. What does that have to do with today's daf? Today's daf is going to begin with a very basic question, and that is, what's the makar to Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur that you find by all Karbanos Tzibur? Now, the obvious follow-up question is, why are we discussing this right now? We just started the sixth parak. We're dealing with the halachas of Pesach, Doicha Shabbos, Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim, where the Machshirei Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, the fascinating story with the Bnei Beseira, and Hillel, turning point in Jewish history, Allah, Brachis Chavches, and Shabbos Kufches, etc., etc. And all of a sudden, we're going to digress to a whole daf of Tumah V'Tahaira. Pshat is, and Rashi explains it, B'Lashoyne Azov, literally in less than two lines. Because one of the things that the Gemara discussed in today's daf, when it was talking about the halacha of Tumah Hutsh, of whether or not Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, the Gemara had discussed the idea that the Makar, how it is we know that the Karban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. And Hillel said that the Makar is, he was Mekabalit from Shmaya Vavtalion, there's a Kalvachaymer, Pirchon the Kalvachaymer, and there's a Gzeir Shabbat. It says Mayadoi by the Karban Tamid, and it says Mayadoi by the Karban Pesach, just like Mayadoi by the Karban Tamid, we know the Tamid is Doicha Shabbos. How do you know that Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbatai al Oilas HaTamid V'Niskos? You see, they brought the Karban Tamid on Shabbos. So too, the Mayadoi that it says by the Karban Pesach teaches me that the Karban Pesach is also going to be Doicha Shabbos. That's the Makar. Now the Gemara said, what do I need a Gzeir Shava for? Why can't I just learn it from the word Mayadai? I need a Gzeir Shava. It says Mayadai. You know what Mayadai sounds like? You always bring it in the appropriate time. The time to bring the Karban Pesach is Yudal Nisan. So you always bring it, even if Yudal Nisan falls on a Shabbos. So the Gemara said, you know what you see from here? We can't darshan the word Mayadai. Mayadai doesn't teach me, even Shabbos, if there was a Svarah to think that maybe you can't bring the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. With that introduction, says the Gemara, I'm reading from Rashi. Being that we can't darshan the word mayadai to teach me that the Karban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, so if that's the case, I can't use mayadai either to teach me Tumah Hutshu B'Tzibur, Tumah Tchuyi B'Tzibur. Meaning, I would have thought before our sugya, if you would have asked me, says the Gemara, how I know Tumah Hutshu B'Tzibur, Tumah Tchuyi B'Tzibur, you know what I would have told you? It says Mayadai by the Karban Tamid. It says Mayadai by the Karban Pesach. Mayadai means you always bring it in the appropriate time. Even if there's something working against you, even if there's some obstruction here, it doesn't matter. That's what Mayadai teaches me, that you're always supposed to bring it in Mayadai. But if Mayadai doesn't teach me that Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, if Mayadai doesn't teach me that the Karban Tamid is Doicha Shabbos, that means we don't darshan Mayadai unequivocally, this is always the way it is in an absolute sense. So if you can't darshan it to teach me that the Tomei and the Pesach are Doicha Shabbos, you can't darshan it to teach me that it's Doicha Tomei either. So if that's the case, weiter from Rashi, minol and the dachu. How do you know that it's Doicha? That's today's daf. Ashkechon Tomei u Pesach the dachu Shabbos. So we have a makar that Tomei and the Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. What's the makar? Tomid Zleiche Shabbos, Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbatoi, Al Oilas HaTomid V'Nisko. And it says, Moyadoi, Tishmeru L'Hakrav Libe Moyadoi, Soif and Tairus Moshe, and Parshish Truma. And it says, by Pesach, V'Yasu B'nei Yisrael, Esa Pesach, B'Moyad. So we have a Mekar, clearly, how we know that Pesach and Tomid are Doicha Shabbos. The Docha Tomid Minale, how do you know the Doicha Tomid? And again, before this, I would have said, oh, Moyadoi. But I know from Daf Samech, Vav, Moyad is not a Drosho. So if Moyad is not a Drosho, how do you know that Pesach and Tomid are both Doicha Tomid? Says the Gemara, Amri, Eich di Yalav Pesach mi Tomid in Shabbos. Just like we learned Pesach from Tomid regarding Shabbos, I know that Pesach is Doicha Shabbos from the fact that Tomid is Doicha Shabbos. Hachinami Yalav Tomid mi Pesach li Tomid. So we return the favor and we learn Tomid from Pesach regarding Tomid. Just like Pesach is Baba Toma, so too Tomid is Baba Toma as well. Pesach goof me Nolan. Okay, how do I know Pesach? Once I know Pesach, I'll learn Tomid from Pesach. The same way I learned Pesach from Tomid, meaning the same Zeresh Shava, Mayade Mayade. But we need the first step. How do I know that Pesach is Baba Toma? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Amar Kratz Noyntaf in the following pasuk. It says in the parasha of Karban Pesach, or Pesach Sheni, Ish Ish Kiliya Tomid LaNefesh. So the Torah says that if somebody is going to be Tomid LaNefesh, Oy Bederech Rechoyko, he couldn't bring the Karban Pesach. So what's he supposed to do? He's supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni. Said Rabbi Yochanan, Ish. The Torah says, Ish, in the singular, is Nidchel Pesach Sheni. If ain't Tzibur, Nidchel Pesach Sheni. A Yochid gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni. But a Tzibur doesn't get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Ela Abdi Betoma. So what does the Tzibur do if they're Tome? If they don't get pushed off the Pesach Sheni, so they bring it Betoma. So you see, Pesach's Baba Toma. If Pesach's Baba Toma, Tomid's Baba Toma. Because Mayade Mayade. Amal Yerub Shim Ben Lachish Rabbi Yechon. So Shlokish Has Rabbi Yechon. Ima Ish Nidchel Pesach Sheni. Tzibur Lesu Takanto. Leib Pesach Rishav. Leib Pesach Sheni. You see half the equation from this. But how do you see the whole story? Meaning, Enochinami. You see there's a Miyot in the Parish of Pesach Sheni. It says Ish Ish. Only a Yachid has a Parish of Pesach Sheni. A Tzibur doesn't have Pesach Sheni. But how do you know that the Tzibur, when they're Tomei, they don't have Pesach Sheni, and as a result, they can bring the Pesach Betomo. Maybe they don't have Pesach Sheni, and they also can't bring a Betomo. Maybe they can't bring it at all. So the Gemara says, if that's El Omer, Shimon Ben Lakish, so if Shimon Ben Lakish said Mehacha, the Rabbi Yochanan's Makar can't be the Makar, it's flawed, rather the Makar is from somewhere else. The Pasuk says, V'yishalchum in Amachana, Kol Tzorua, V'chol Zav, V'chol Tomei Lo Nefesh. So this is a general pasuk that says that any person that is Tomei, and the Torah singles out three types of Tomeim. A Tzorua, that's a Metzorah. A Zav, that's a man that had a discharge. It's similar to a Balkari, but more common than a Balkari. Or a Tomei Lo Nefesh, someone came in contact with a mace. And the Torah says they have to be sent out from the Machana. Now, we know, whenever we learn sugyas of Tumah v'Tahira, we mentioned that not all Tumah was created equally. And you can be Tameh, and Tameh, and Tameh, and Tameh, and you're going to have your own Shulchan Aruch of exactly how you have to dress this Tumah. This Pasuk mentions three different types of Tmeim. A Tzorua, which is a Metzorah, a Zav, and it also mentions a Tomei LaNefesh. It says, Reish Lakish, I have a problem with the Pasuk. Yoimar Tomei Meisiv, Yoimar Zavinu Metzairah. The Torah, Luchura, could have just said that if somebody's Tomei Meis, he needs to be sent out of the Machana. But the Torah did not have to say that somebody that's a Zavinu Metzairah needs to be sent out from the Machana. Why? It wouldn't say Zavim Mitzayr. How would I know Zavim Mitzayr? If Ani Yomer said with Shlokish, I'll tell you how I would have known him. Tamei Mesim Mishtachim Zavim Mitzayr. I'm like Kolshkin. I could have known him in a Kalvach Yomer. If someone that's only Tamei Mes, that's his Toma, he gets sent out from the Machina. Certainly a Zavim Mitzayr should be sent out. Now, the truth is just to stop for a second. We know Tamei Mes is usually considered the most Chomer. He's on top of the totem pole as it relates to levels of Tuma. The Gemara is going to discuss it later in the daf. But for now, we're going to accept this premise that Zavah and Metzaira in the world of Tuma is actually more Chomer than Tomei Meis. So once the Torah tells me that Tomei Meis needs to be sent out, why would the Torah have to tell me that a Zavah and Metzaira needs to be sent out? El Yesh Chosho. Must be that there's a time, Shazav and Mitzrayim Mishtachin, that a Zavah and Metzaira need to be sent out, the ain't Tomei Meis and Mishtachin. And a Tomei Meis is not sent out. The Eze is a Pesach Abba Tuma. Must be it's referring to Pesach Abba Tuma. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is you see from this pasuk, said Reish Lakish, Gevaldik, that there's a time that a Tomei Meis actually is not sent out of the Beis HaMikdash. How could a Tomei Meis be in the Beis HaMikdash? Oh, if there's a Pesach HaBa B'Tumah, where Rav of Klai Yisrael is Tomei, if the Kayhanim are all Tomei, so now you could actually enter the Azara even in a state of Tumah. So in that case, where the Tomei Meis can be in the Machaneh, if my whole Mekar that is Zav and Metzorah can't be in the Machaneh, is Kal V'Chomer from Tomei Meis, then I would have a situation where I can't learn Zava Mitzayir Kal V'Chomer from Tomei Meis, because in this case, the Tomei Meis is allowed to be in the Azar. So if the Tomei Meis always had to be sent out of the Machana, so you don't have to teach me Zava Mitzayir, I'll always know Zava Mitzayir Kal V'Chomer from Tomei Meis. But if you're telling me there are times that even a Tomei Meis is allowed to be in the Azar, so that explains why the Torah has to mention Zava Mitzayir, because there's now a hole in the Kal V'Chomer, because there's a time that I don't have the Kal V'Chomer, because Dayalovim and Adin Lias Kenodin, because even the Tomei Meis himself is allowed to be in the Azar. So the reason the Torah had to mention Zava Mitzayir is because the Kal V'Chomer is not all-encompassing. But what do you see from there? That the Kal V'Chomer is not all-encompassing. Why not? Because there's a time that a Tomei Meis is allowed to be in the Azar. When? Pesach HaBa B'Tomav. Okay, but the bottom line is, you see from here clearly that there's a time that a Tomei is allowed to enter, that specifically a Tomei Meis, but a Tomei Meis, Al Koponim, is allowed to enter, and this is the Makar to the Halacha of Pesach HaBa B'Tomav. So one of the things we see, by the way, just to stop for a second, we're going to see a lot of information in today's daf, is that this Halacha of Pesach HaBa B'Tomav, Tomah Hutra B'Tzibah, Tomah T'choyi B'Tzibah, is only regarding which type of Tomah? Tumas Meis. Not true for Tumas Zov and Tumas Metzaira. Because if it was true for Tumas Zov and Tumas Metzaira, then again, you have the same Kal V'Chomer. The point is that it's only true. It's only true for Tumas Meis. The truth is, when we learn the sugyas, we're going to see it's not only Tumas Meis, it's also Tumas Sheretz. Tumas Meis and Tumas Sheretz, but the Inkam Mekoymi L'Harach. Regardless, Rish Lakish says, you know what the Makar I think is? To the fact that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah T'choyi B'Tzibur, the Makar to the idea that Pesach is Baba Tumah, from the fact that the Torah had a mention, V'yishalchum and Amach, the culture of V'chal Zav, V'chal Komel and Nefesh, L'chura learned Tzeruah and Zav, Kal V'chomer from Tamei Nefesh, must be there's a time that a Tamei Nefesh is allowed to be in the Azar. This is the Makar to Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Amr Abaya, but Abaya told Rish Lakish that according to your logic, I have a problem. Because what was Rish Lakish's premise? Why would the Torah have to write Kol Tzeruah V'chal Zav once it already said V'chol tamei l'nefesh, says the Gemara. Abaye said, if you're right, le'manami yoyim ezav v'tmei meisim v'yoyim ha-metzair. Why the Torah still have to write tzeruah? Okay, you're telling me the Torah wrote tamei meis, that's the least of chomer of these three types of tmei. Why the Torah write zav? Because I wouldn't know zav kal v'chomer from tamei meis. Because there's a time that a Tomei Meis is allowed to be in the Machna. So in that instance, the Torah has to specifically tell me a Zav. Now, why do I have to write Mitzayir? I can learn Mitzayir from a Zav. A Mitzayir is for sure more common than Zav. Right? Vani Yomer, I'll say Zav Mishtal Leach, Mitzayir Lekoshkin Ella. So what are you going to tell me? Abai Ton Reish Lakish. Yishach HaShashim Mitzayir Mishtalchim Ezavim, Utmei Meis Mishtalchim. So you're going to tell me, oh, you see from here that just like Tomah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tomah T'choyi B'Tzibur regarding Tmei Meis, the same thing is true regarding Zav, and that's why the Torah had to tell me Mitzayir, because otherwise I would have thought that there's an instance where I can't use the Kal V'Chomer because the Zav, maybe we're Roiv of Klal Yisrael as Zavin, so then you're going to have the halacha of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah T'choyi B'Tzibur, the Ezez HaPasach HaBa B'Tumah V'Chitei Malchinam, you say maybe. Maybe just like you have the idea of Pesach HaBa B'Tumah by Tumas Meis, maybe you have it by Tumas Zav. Who said not? But now I'll tell you who said not. The Mishnah. Pesach HaBa B'Tumah v'yechum imenu zavim v'zavais nidais v'yoldais v'machlu pturim. There's no halacha of Pesach HaBa B'Tumah when it comes to zavim, zavais, nidais, and yoldais. Elam Rabbaya. So Rabbaya said, obviously, the Cheshbin Reish Lakish is flawed. Meaning, it's a nice kasha. You want to know why the Torah had a Sevi Yishalchum and Amachna called Tzeruah V'chol Zav V'chol Tomei L'Nefesh? Let it just say V'chol Tomei L'Nefesh and I'll know Kal V'chomer called Tzeruah V'chol Zav. I hear. But don't be my chiyach from here Pesach HaBa B'Tumah. Because if you're going to be my chiyach from here Pesach HaBa B'Tumah, you'll have to be my chiyach Pesach HaBa B'Tumah by Tumas Meis and by Tumas Zav. And it's a Mishnah that by Tumas Zav you don't have the halacha of Pesach HaBa B'Tumah. So this camp, it's a nice kasher, Reish Lakish, but it's not the Makar to Pesach HaBa B'Tumah. So what is the Makar? Elam Rabbaya. Sabaya took a third attempt in finding a Makar to the halacha Pesach HaBa B'Tumah. And he said, Loilom, let's reinstate Mikra Kah, the original pasuk, which was Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk. What was Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? It says, "Ish ish kiyeh tamei l'nefesh, ish nitchel l'pesach sheni, ve'ein tzibur nitchel l'pesach sheni." So what does it mean? The tzibur is not nitchel l'pesach sheni. Oh, because if roiv the tzibur is tamei, they could actually bring the carbon pesach b'tumah. What was the kasha? The kasha was, maybe if roiv the tzibur is tamei, they don't have pesach sheni, granted, but maybe they don't have pesach rishon either. Maybe they don't do anything. So Abai is going to revisit Rabbi Yochanan's pshat, and he's going to address this question. He's going to add one knetch that's going to answer the kasha. So really, the makar is the original question. Meaning, in kein nichtav rachmona ish ish kiyah tamed. So said abaya. But as it relates to that kasha, then maybe ish ish is memayit the tzibur from Pesach Sheni, but at the same time they don't bring the Pesach Rishon. I'll tell you what the diak is. Lenefesh lamali. Why did the Torah say ish ish kiyah tamed lenefesh? What does the pasuk mean literally? If a person's going to be tamed lenefesh, meaning tamed tumas meis, and it comes Pesach, can't bring the Pesach Rishon. Instead, he's going to bring the Pesach Sheni. And Abaye was bothered. Why did the Torah have to say that it was Tomei Tumas Meis? And if he was Tomei some other Tomei, would it be different? Maybe that's why the Torah said Tomei Lenefesh, because maybe only someone that's Tomei Tumas Meis gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni. But somebody that has some other form of Tomei maybe doesn't get pushed off, but it's not true. Because Vatanya, we learned in a Braise, Yochalo you Isim Pesach Sheni Elot Mei Meisim. I would have thought that the only time a person brings a Pesach Sheni is if it's Tomei Tumas Meis. Or he was far away. Zavinu Metzairoin. Ubayale Nida Isminayin. How do you know that the aforementioned Tmeim also got pushed off the Pesach Sheni? Talmud Loimar, ish, ish is a reboot. It doesn't just say ish, ish, ish to tell me not only someone that's Tomei Lenefesh, anyone that's Tomei. So if that's the case, said Abayo, Lenefesh, the cause of Rachman Olamali. So why did the Torah tell me the word Lenefesh? So it must be coming to teach me something. There must be something unique in this Parsha regarding someone that's not just Tomei, but is Tomei Tumas Nefesh. And it can't be because only someone that's Tomei Lenefesh has Pesach Sheni, because that's not true. So it must be teaching me something else. You know what must be teaching me? Not that the halach of the pasuk is confined to someone that's Tomei Tumas Meis, because the halach of the pasuk is Pesach Sheni, and that's true for all Tmei. But it must be the diuk of the pasuk is unique to someone that's Tomei Tumas Meis. What was the diuk in the pasuk? Ish gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni. That's what's explicit in the pasuk. What's implicit in the pasuk, the diuk is, the tzibur does not get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. That halacha, that the tzibur does not get pushed off the Pesach Sheni, that's where a Tomei Lenefesh is unique. That's where it's only negei a Tomei Lenefesh. Elohachim kamar, ish nitcha lePesach Sheni, ve'ein tzibur nitcha lePesach Sheni. And if that's the case, you know what the diak is? Ela avdi betumah. They must do it betumah. V'chi avdi tzibur betumah. And when does the tzibur bring the betumah betumah meis? Avashar tumas layavdi. If it's some other form of tumah, that's not going to be the case. In other words, when the pasuk singled out Tomei Lenefesh, it didn't mean that what's mefurish in the pasuk is exclusive to Tomei Lenefesh. It meant what's meduyik from the pasuk is exclusive to Tomei Lenefesh. What's mefurish in the pasuk is din pesach sheni. That's true for ultimate. What's meduyik in the pasuk is that a tzibur doesn't get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. That halacha is unique to someone that's Tomei Tumas Meis. Okay, so what's the hesber? The hesber is, what's that halacha? When Rabbi Yochanan said it originally, Reish Lakish said, I can learn the diak in two ways. Either the diak is that if the tzibur is Tomei, they bring it betoma, or if the tzibur is Tomei, they don't bring it at all. Says Abaya, from the fact that the diuk, whatever that halach is, we have two options in front of us. We have choice A, choice B. It's unique to a Tomei Lenefesh, and a Tomei Lenefesh is more kuladik, like we're saying in today's daf, this is a little counterintuitive, but it's more kuladik than other Tmeim, so then it's mistaber that the diuk must be a kula. Because if the diuk is a chumrah, if what the pasuk is saying is that they don't bring it at all, so only a Tomei Lenefesh doesn't bring it, and all the other Tmeim do bring it, it can't be. Must be the diuk is a kula. And that's what we're saying. That kula, that when there's no Pesach Sheni, you could bring it betumah. Wow, that's a massive kula. That's only true for the Tomei Lenefesh. So if the Torah is telling me that the diak is unique to Tomei Lenefesh, muzayin, it's a kula. That's the Teres Reish Lakish, it's kasha. La'oyla mikra kama, and therefore we can reinstate Rabbi Yochanan. Either way, we can breathe for 1 second. And essentially what we just had now was a Gemara, where the Gemara took us down the road of a little bit of Kachim and Tyrus, but Tachlis, we have a Makar, to the Halach of Tumah Hutra B'tzibah, Tumah Tchoyi B'tzibah, it's true by Pesach, it's true by Tamid, it's really true by all Karbanai Tzibur. Rabbi Yochanan's original Makar was Ishket's Pashu of the Pesach Sheni, but a Tzibur, they could bring it even B'tumah. That was Rabbi Yochanan said it very, very simply. Reish Lakish had a problem with it. Reish Lakish's makar was Vishalchem and Amachal Tzruv Chazav Chal Tamil Nefesh. Once I know a Tamil Nefesh, I know it's Tzru and Azav. Oh, must be there's a time that a Tamil Nefesh could enter the Machna that the Tzru and Azav cannot, and that's why we need to be marva the Tzru and Azav. Abaye had a problem with Reish Lakish. The Maskana Abaye revisited Rabbi Yochanan. It's Rabbi Yochanan's pshat, but it's adding one knetch. The diak is from the fact that the Torah said Tamil Nefesh. It sounds therefore then ish gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni. What if it's a tzibur? where the tzibur was tamei tuma lenefesh, there's a kula. What would the kula then be? That the Pesach can be brought be tuma. Either way, we just mentioned the idea that v'yishalchu min amachina kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei lenefesh. Someone that's tamei is not allowed to enter the Azara. So the Gemara from here until the end of the daf is going to digress a little bit on this note. So just to introduce the next part of the daf very, very briefly, and that is, we've mentioned again that not all Tumah was created equally. And different Tmeim have different halachas in terms of how severe the Tumah is, what they can be Matama, how they convey Tumah, how they become Tahar. There's different halachas for different types of Tmeim. One thing that all Tmeim have in common is that they weren't allowed to enter the Azara. There were Tmeim, however, that not only couldn't enter the Azara, but they couldn't even enter the Harabayis. There was even a Tameh that wasn't allowed to be anywhere where Jews were. It wasn't even allowed to be in Machane Yisrael. So we know that when the Yidden were in the Mishkan, the area where the Yidden camped was divided into three Machanes. There was Machane Shechina, Machane Leviya, and Machane Yisrael. Machane Shechina was the Mishkan. Machane Leviya is where the Leviyim lived, which was Sovim of the Mishkan Yachna. It was around the Mishkan. And Machane Yisrael was where all the other Yidden lived. The three machanos weren't just distinct places from a bureaucratic perspective. It was three different levels of kedusha. Machne Shechina, that's the Shechina. Machne Leviya had more kedusha than the rest of the machanos, but not as much kedusha as Machne Shechina. And the Machne Yisrael, at the end of the day, V'hoya Machanecha Kadosh, also has a certain level of kedusha. When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael and they built the Beis HaMikdash, they established three machnois that mirrored the three machnois that they had in the Mishkan. It mirrored them from the standpoint of these were boundaries, but also from the kedusha perspective. The Azara and the Hichol and the Kiddush HaKadoshim, everything that was the Fnim from the Azara was considered Machane Shechina. The rest of the Harabayas outside of the Azara was considered Machane Leviyah. And then there were certain parts of Eretz Yisrael, not all parts, but certain parts, if it was Mukefes Chayma, there were certain parts of Eretz Yisrael that had a din of Machane Yisrael. So again, every single Tameh had to be sent out of Machane Shechina. There were certain Tameyim that weren't allowed to enter Machane Shechina, but they can enter Machane Leviyah. And then there was even a concept of a Tameh that couldn't enter Machane Leviyah but can enter Machane Yisrael. And then there was a Tameh, the Mitzayra, he's the one exception, he wasn't even allowed to enter Machane Yisrael. So on that note, Zok Tegimon, Am Rav Chizda, Sem Mitzayra, Shenichas Lefnei Mechitza Asai. If a Mitzayra enters his Mechitza, what's the Mechitza that a Mitzayra is not allowed to enter? Even Machane Yisrael, a Mitzayra is not allowed to enter. Potter. The Halach is he doesn't get Malkus. Now, why would you think he would get Malkus? Because the Pasuk says, V'lo yitamuas machaneim, asher ani shoychein b'soychan. So, it's actually kedai to read the Pasukim. Tzaves b'nei Yisrael, v'yishalchu min ha-machane, kol tzeruah v'chol zov v'chol tomei lo nefesh. V'yishalchu min ha-machane, kol tzeruah v'chol zov v'chol tomei lo nefesh. That's an aseh. Right? Every tomei has to leave the machane that he's not allowed to be in. Mizochar v'ad nekei v'tishalechu, el michutz l'machane tishalchum, v'lo yitamuas machaneim, asher ani shoychein b'soychan. So, it sounds like that if a tomei enters a machane that he's not allowed to be in, he would get malchus. It's a lois aseh. Stating that Rav Chizda said that if a Mitzvah enters the Machane that he's not allowed to be in, he doesn't get Malkush. The reason is because the Torah said there's an Asay for a Mitzvah to be Bodod Yeshev. So if a Mitzvah is not going to be Bodod Yeshev, so he's going to violate an Asay. Oh, now there's an Asay. So the Leis Asay is Nitak Lasay. And this is a rule that any Lav that's Nitak Lasay, now Lachas, you don't get Malkush. It's made for 18 words natural. If the Mitzvah enters the Mechitza, he's not allowed to enter, he gets Malkus. Zovim v'zovois shenichnesu lefnim Mechitza son. If a Zovar or Zovar enters the Mechitza, then not allowed to enter Barbon. They also get Malkus. The Tomei Meis, a Tomei Meis mutterly kones la Machna Leviyah. Tomei Meis allowed to enter Machna Leviyah. V'loi Tomei Meis, well, not only is a Tomei Meis allowed to enter Machna Leviyah, Elo, afilu Meis atzmei. Even a Meis is allowed to enter Machna Leviyah. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, v'ikach Moshe, it's atzmei Yosef imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu took the atzmei Yosef together with him, and we learn from there, imay b'mchitzasai. He's allowed to even bring it, imay b'mchitzasai, that he took it with him where he lived. Now, where did Moshe Rabbeinu live? He was a Levi, so he lived in Machane Leviyah. So you see that not only is a Tomei Mesa allowed to enter Machane Leviyah, but a Mesa is allowed to enter Machane Leviyah as well. But the bottom line is, What's the kashna? The first line of the brayso. Mitzayrus shenichnas lufnim nimchitzasoy ba'arzav ba'arbav. Reb Chizda said mitzayrus shenichnas lufnim nimchitzasoy poter. Because it's a lava nitak lase. He have a mafurish in a brayso that says not that way. So the gemara tanoi really it's a machloikis tanam. Tanya learned in a brayso. Bado yeshiv. It says in the Torah that the mitzayrus had to be by himself. The vado yeshiv. We learn from there it means he should be alone. Shloyu tmei machirim yoishvim imoy. No other tmeim were with him. Meaning every tamei had his boundaries, his machna, that he had to be sent out of. The Metzora is in a machna all to himself. He had to be sent out from machna Shechina, machna Levia, even from machna Yisrael. But the Yeshev, we learn from there, he had to be completely chutz la machna. He couldn't even be machna Yisrael. Yochel, I would have thought you was zav and tamei meis meshachel la machna achas. I would have thought that as it relates to a zav and a tamei meis, so they get sent to the same machna, meaning the machnas that they are or aren't allowed to go into is the same. Talmud loy mevelo yitamu es machaneim. It says in the Torah, velo yitamu es machaneim. Machaneim is a Lashon Rabbim. It could have said Machanom, Rashi says. Lite machna lozeh, machna lozeh, divi Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to teach me that they each have their own machna. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda just said that a Metzora, a Zov, and a Tamei Meis, all Tmeim, all have to be sent out of a machna. There are different halachas in terms of what being sent out of the machna means. The Metzora, he had to be sent out even of Machna Yisrael. The Zov had to be sent out of Machna Leviah. He was able to be a Machna Yisrael. He couldn't be a Machna Leviah. No one could be a Machna Shechina. The Tamei Meis is allowed to be in Machna Leviah. He only has to be sent out of Machna Shechina. Now, why are we talking about these three Tmeim? So many different Tmeim. Why are we talking about these three Tmeim? So again, the Teresh of Iksav is very important here. I'll just read the pasuk again. Tzaves b'nei Yisrael, v'yishalchu min ha-machane, kol tzarua, that's a Metzora, v'chol zov, v'chol tamei lenefesh, that's a tamei meis. And then it says, the next pasuk, v'lo yitamus machaneim, asher ani yishalchu m'sarchu. So the pasuk was talking about these three Tmeim. And Rabbi Yehuda said from the pasuk, I know that these three Tmeim had to be in their own machane. I know the Metzora had to be by himself, that's easy. Bodod yeshev. What about the Zov and the Tomei Lenefesh? It could have said Machanam, or they each have their own Machna that they're allowed to be in. So you see from there that it's all different. Rabbi Shimon said, I don't need this whole Shlekel Torah. It's very nice, Rabbi Yehuda, but we don't need it, said Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because it says in the Torah, Yishalchim and Amachana, Kol Tzaruah, V'chol Zav, V'chol Tomei Lenefesh. Said Rabbi Shimon, why did the Torah have to be so wordy? Yoimer Tomei Meis, V'al Yoimer Tomei Zav. Torah could have said Tomei Meis, didn't have to say Tomei Zav. I would say Tomei Meis and Mishtalchim, Zavim like Kolshkin, like we saw in the beginning of the Da, that if a Tomei Meis gets sent out of the Machana, certainly a Zav. So why did Torah tell me Zav? Oh, Litin Leim Machna Shniyah. Must be because the Zav is more Chomer than the Tamei Meis. That I would never know from Tamei Meis. Da Yolavim and Adin Liyas Kenadim. Must be that a Tamei Meis has to be sent out of one Machna, Machne Shechina. Now the Torah told me the Chal Zav, because the Zav gets sent out of even another Machna, he even has to get sent out of Machna Leviyah. Okay, the Yoyim HaZav, Ayyim HaMitzayir, Rav Shimon Berichai continue. And he said the Torah could have said, Kol Tomei Lenefesh and the Chal Zav. And the Torah didn't have to tell me, Kol Tzuro, Vani Yoyimer. And I would have said, Zav HaMishtalchim HaMitzayirom, like Kol Shkin. One sign of Zav, Kal B'chayim HaMitzayirah, Lama Nema HaMitzayirah. Why did the Torah say Mitzayirah? Liteng Loi Machna Shlishes. You know, I Torah wrote Mitzayirah to teach me a third Machna, that the Mitzayirah doesn't only get sent out like the Tomei Meis from Machna Shechina. Only get sent out like the Zav from Machna Leviyah, but he even gets sent out of Machna Yisrael. So why then did the Torah say Bodad Yeshiv? It's coming to tell me that it's an Lav Hanitik Laseh. Either way, we have a Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. What the Makor is that Metzora has to be sent out from all three Machnas, that a Zav has to be sent out from the two Machnas, Machna Shechina, Machna Leviyah, and that a Tomei Meis only has to be sent out of Machna Shechina. According to Reb Yehuda, I know a Metzora sent out from all three Machnas, from Badad Yeshnev. I know the other two have their own machnos. V'lo yitamus machaneim. It doesn't say machana. According to Reb Shimon, it's not Badad Yeshev. It's not v'lo yitamus machaneim. Rather, it's all from the pasuk itself. Because the Torah gave three examples of Toma and really didn't have to. It said v'yishalchum and amachel kol tzuruah v'chol zov v'chol tamei lenefesh. All it had to say was v'chol tamei lenefesh. I would have known everything else. From the fact that the Torah mentioned all three, must be because they're all three unique. And they all have their own machnos as it relates to this halacha. But as it relates to our sugya, which is what? Reb Chizda said, a Metzora that enters Machne Yisrael doesn't get Malkus. Because it says, Bodad Yeshev, it's a Lav Anitik Laseh. Fake the Gemara, it's a Mefurish HaBrais, a Metzora Shenichas Lepnim Lechitzaseh Barboim. A Metzora that enters Machne Yisrael doesn't get Malkus. And for the Gemara, Gevaldik. Reb Chizda's Halacha is Kenegad HaBraisa. Reb Chizda knew that. He wasn't impressed because he knew that what he was saying is totally the machlokes tana. Which machlokes tana? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What we learn from Baldad Yeshiv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Baldad Yeshiv teaches me that the Metzorah has to be Chutz L'machne Yisrael. According to Rabbi Shimon, Baldad Yeshiv teaches me Lav HaNitik Laseh. The fact that a Metzorah has to be in his own Machne, then I know from the fact that the Torah wrote the Yishalkum in a Machne called Tzeruah v'chol Zav v'chol Tomei L'Nefesh. In other words, we have a Machloikis where the Baldad Yeshiv is an Aseh. We have a Machloikis where the V'lo Yishalkus Machaneim, as it relates to a Metzorah, is a Lav Hanite klase. Oh, if we have a machloikis, whether it's a lava nite klase, so we have a machloikis, whether you get malchus or not. So Rav Chisda that said that you don't get malchus, that's because he was going like Rav Shimon. That holds it's a lava nite klase. The Bryson that says you do get malchus, that's going like Rav Yehuda. It's not a lava nite klase. I need Baldad Yeshiv to teach me that the Mitzvah has to be Baldad Yeshiv. Pshut like mashmoy. It's not a lava nite klase. Either way, it's not a kasher of Chisda's connected to Bryson, because really, that Bryson is be machloikis shenuya. It's really telling you a machloikis tanon. Rav Chisda was picking one side. He was going like Rav Shimon. That Braisa must be going according to Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara is going to analyze Rav Shimon's Shita now in somewhat greater depth. So again, Rav Shimon said that the Makar, that the Metzorah, the Zav, and the Tomei Nefesh all have to be sent out of different machanos, is not learned out from any extra words. It has nothing to do with Badad Yeshev. It has nothing to do with Filo Yitamu's Machanehem as opposed to Machanam. But rather, it's learned out from the Pasuk itself. Called Tzeruah, V'chol Zav, V'chol Tomei L'Nefesh. What's the Cheshbon? Because Rav Shimon held that the Torah didn't have to mention all three. Torah could have just said, Tomei L'Nefesh, I would know Kal V'chaymer Zav. Torah could have said Zav, I would know Kal V'chaymer Tzeruah. In other words, Rav Shimon is presupposing that if I know Tomei Nefesh, I would for sure know Zav. And if I know Zav, I would know Tzeruah. Simply based on the idea that a Metzorah is more Chomer than a Zav, and a Zav is more Chomer than a Tamei Meis. And the Gemara now is going to discuss how did Rav Shimon know that? And the truth is, if you think about it, you can argue that a Tamei Meis should be the most Chomer, because throughout Shas, whenever we deal with laws of Tumah V'Tahira, the Tamei Meis is usually on top of the mountain. He is usually considered the most Chomer. But regardless, Rav Shimon made a Cheshbon presupposing that a Tamei Nefesh in our category is the least Chomer. Then comes the Zav, who's more Chomer than the Tamei Nefesh. Then comes the Metzorah, who's more Chomer than the Zav. And the Gemara now is going to discuss how Rav Shimon came up with that formulation. Says the Gemara, "My Chumri the Zav Tamei Meis. Why is a Zav more Chomer than Tamei Meis? Why are we assuming this throughout the whole sugya? And it's very evident from the last halacha that we just mentioned. She came Tumah Yoytzal Amigufay, probably, because a Zav's Tumah came from himself. A Tamei Meis is Tamei, because it came in contact with a mace. It came from an external source of tumah. As opposed to a zav, it's an internal source of tumah. Something left his body and made him tummy. Ah, the rabbi tummy mace chamer. I can argue tummy mace is chamer. Why? Because the tummy mace needs the para aduma to be tahar. A zav doesn't. So sometimes he has to bring a carbon, sometimes he has to just go to the mikvah, but he certainly doesn't need the para aduma. So if that's the case, for sure you would think tummy mace is more chamer. Amakra. Sin Gemara says no, because it says, and you're right. But the pshat is as follows. The pasuk says, Tomei, v'chol Tomei, l'rabbi is Tomei Sheretz. It could be Rav Shimon, we're going to focus on Rav Shimon now, who said that the Makar to the three levels of Machanos, as it relates to the Tomei Meis, the Zav and the Metzorah, is learned out from the fact that the Torah said, Kol Tzeruah, v'chol Zav, v'chol Tomei L'Nefesh, which you really didn't have to say, because it could have said Tomei L'Nefesh, I would have known Zav, and it could have said Zav, and I would have known Tzeruah, right? Why do I need the pasuk to speak it on Mefurish? Can I know it from a Kal V'chomer? That's how Rav Shimon knew that there must be three machas. Says the Gemara, maybe you're right. Maybe we made a mistake. Maybe La'olam, I'll tell you that Tamei Meis is more chomer than a Zav. So if that's the case, let's just focus on one part of the sugya. So if that's the case, what was Rav Shimon's Kal V'chomer? Rav Shimon made a Kal V'chomer that, why did the Torah have to tell me Zav if I know Tamei Meis? Now you're telling me just the opposite. You're telling me that Tamei Meis, you know what the Kal V'chomer was? It says in the Torah, not just Tamei, it says V'chol Tamei L'Nefesh. Not just Tamei L'Nefesh, V'chol Tamei L'Nefesh. And you know V'chol Tamei L'Nefesh teaches me? It's a braisa. L'Rabbi's Tamei Sheretz. It's coming to teach me that even someone that's a Tamei, Tumah Sheretz, he also has to leave the Machna. Now, V'zav Chomer Tamei Sheretz. That's partially that a Zav is more Tamei than someone that came in contact with a Sheretz. So maybe the Kal V'chomer was not from Tamei L'Nefesh, because maybe to the contrary, Tamei L'Nefesh is more Chomer than a Zav. Maybe the Kal V'chomer was from the thing that's learned out from the Chol Tomei Lo Nefesh, which is someone that came in contact with a Sheretz. My Chumre, what's the Chumre of a Zav over someone that came in contact with a Sheretz? Okay, the Amar. Zav has a Tumah that's Yoytze Migufay, as opposed to someone that came in contact with a Sheretz. His Tumah is not Yoytze Migufay. Adarabah. I can argue Sheretz Chomish came to Tami Ba'inus. Maybe a Sheretz is more Chomer because a Sheretz is Metame Ba'inus. Someone comes in contact with a Sheretz Ba'inus, doesn't matter. There's no Oynus Rachmana Patre. He's going to be just as Tame, as opposed to a Zav who has a Zav Ba'inus. He doesn't have a din of a Zav. The Gemara says, Amri, can I gab a Zav Nami Tmuy Metame Ba'inus? There are times that a Zav can be Tame Ba'inus as well. The first Ria of a Zav is Metame Ba'inus. The Ria Rishon of a Zav is similar to a Balkari. Sugi's a Masechtes Nida, that when a Zav sees one Re'iyah, he has the halachic status of a Balkari. And a Balkari is Tameh, even if the Re'iyah that he had was Ba'inus. But the point is that you want to tell me Tameh Sheretz is maybe more Chamer than Zav, because it's Metame Ba'inus. It's not more Chamer than Zav, because Zav is also Metame Ba'inus. Okay, Reb Shimon continued, and he said that Mitzayra is more Chamer than Zav. My Chomer, the Mitzayra, Mizav. Why are you assuming that Mitzayra is more Chamer than Zav? She came to Priya, Freem, Vasa, Betash, Mamita. Three major Chumras. Number one, Priya. A Mitzayra had to grow his hair long. Prima, he had to tear his clothing. Asa betash mishamita. So these are all chumras that you have in a mitzayra over a zav. Ah, the rabbi zav chumr. Maybe zav is more chumr. She came metame mishkav u'mayshav. Because zav is metame mishkav u'mayshav. Now Rashi says a mitzayra is also metame mishkav u'mayshav. But a zav's tumas mishkav u'mayshav is more chumr than a mitzayra's mishkav u'mayshav. Because a zav, when he's metame mishkav u'mayshav, he makes his mishkav u'mayshav into an avatuma. As opposed to a mitzayra that does not. Ayin Rashi. U'metame klicheres behesed. Not just that, a zav is metame klicheres. An earthenware keli behesed by moving it, as opposed to a mitzayir. See, chumras that a zav has over a mitzayir on my cross. The Gemara says you're right. You know what Reb Shimon's kal v'chomer was? He learned it because it says zav, or it could have said zav. Instead, it says v'chol zav the rabbi's balkari. Oh, from balkari already. That's what Reb Shimon was bothered with. Why would we need to tell me that a mitzayir gets sent out from his machana l'chayra? If I know that a balkari does, then certainly a mitzayra. Mitzayra chamer v'balkari, because a mitzayra is for sure more chamer than a balkari. So we can debate whether mitzayra is more chamer than zav, but it's for sure more chamer than a balkari. My chumri, why is a mitzayra more chamer than a balkari? Pnamarim priya freeman asa v'tash v'shamita adra balkari chamer. I could argue maybe balkari is more chamer. She came mitame b'mashu. Balkari is mitame b'mashu, as opposed to a mitzayra. The nega has to be a certain shear. So the gemara says sablik rab nosin. Reb Shimon held like rab nosin. Tiny rab nosin. Rab Shimon rabbi Shmuel zav tsar kichasim as piya am. That a zav only is tame if it has a certain shear. That's what Rav Nosson said, and Ve'izkish le Balkari Lazav, and a Balkari has similar halachas to a Zav. So if a Zav has to have a certain shear, the Balkari also has to have a certain shear. So if that's the case, there's no chumra that Balkari has over a Mitzayra. The only chumra might have been that a Balkari doesn't have a shear, but according to Rav Nosson, it does have a shear. So Rav Shimon, when he learned the Kal V'chomer Mitzayra from Zav, he didn't mean Mitzayra from Zav per se, but rather what he meant was Mitzayra from what's learned out from the Chol Zav. And what's learned out from the Chol Zav is Balkari. Balkari doesn't have the Chumras of Zav. Mitzayra is for sure more Chumra than it. And that was the Kal V'chomer. So one thing that emerged from this last Gemara is that the Pasuk that discusses that someone that's Tamei has to be sent out of the Machaneh. Tzavis B'nei Yisrael V'yishalchum in HaMachaneh Kol Tzarua the Chol Zav V'chol Tamei L'nefesh. So first we had to figure out why the Torah had to mention Kol Tzarua V'chol Zav V'chol Tamei L'nefesh. If Shimon said this is the Makar to the three Machaneh. But Agav Urchi, the Gemara darshan the word Kol. Kol Zav is L'rabbis Balkari. Kol Tamei L'nefesh is L'rabbis Tumas Sheretz. Says the Gemara, if we darshan Kol Zav and Kol Tamei L'nefesh, it's only fair that we darshan Kol Tzarua. So says the Gemara V'chol Tzarua L'amali. What do I learn from the word Kol Tzarua? I did the Chsiv Kol Zav Chsiv Nami Kol Tzarua. The answer is nothing. We don't learn anything from Kol Tzarua. But once the Torah was going to mention Kol for Zav and Kol for Tamei L'nefesh, so V'derech Agav, we mentioned this as well. So just going back to where we are. We have a Machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. How we know that Tamei L'nefesh, a Zav and a Mitzayra, that all can't be in a quote-unquote machna, have to be in different machnas. Meaning, a Mitzayra can't even be a machna Yisrael. A Zav could be a machna Yisrael, but it can't be a machna Leviyah. Tamei L'nefesh could be a machna Yisrael, he couldn't be a machna Leviyah, he only can't be in a machna Shechina. What's the Makar? Rabbi Yehuda learned that out from Sukkah. Bodod Yeshev, V'lay Tamus Machanehem, as opposed to Machanon. Rav Shimon said, I know it from a from the fact that the Torah mentioned the three Tmeim. Well, the Torah didn't have to mention the three Tmeim. Couldn't mention one, I would have known the other. The other, what's the Kalvachimer? So first we thought it was Zav from Tomei Meis, then we said maybe it's Zav from Tomas Sheretz. We thought it was Mitzayra from Zav, then we said maybe it's Mitzayra really from Balkeri. It's from all the coals that are Darshan. But the point is, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's before the Pasuk. I don't need extra Pesukim, it's right here, it's right in front of me. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Droshes, Badod Yeshev, Vloyetambus Machanim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Shapakam Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's saying good. Why didn't you psukim for? Why don't you like Reb Shimon's drasha? So the Gemara says, "Ahumi boiled chidatanya," because Reb Yehuda held that the Torah had a right in the parsha v'yishalchu min amachane kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tami lenefesh to teach me the following halacha. Blessed Oyim Reb Eliezer said, "Yachol dachku zav v'mitzrav v'nechazu lazar b'pesach haba b'tumah yachol yuchayavim." I would think in the event that you have a pesach haba b'tumah, so this is the first part of the daf, second part of the daf coming together. If the pesach was haba b'tumah, so if someone's tummy mace, he's allowed to enter the azar. What about if you're a Zav or a Mitzayra? You can't. You saw that earlier in the daf. Ordinarily, if someone's Tameh and he enters the Azara, he's Chayiv Karas. I would have thought in a Pesach HaBa B'Tumah, if someone that's a Zav, for example, or a Mitzayra enters the Azara, he would be Chayiv Karas. Why shouldn't he be? Talmud Loim v'yashalchem and amachanah kol tzeruv v'chol zav v'chol tamei lenefesh. And we learn a drash from the Shasha Tmei Mesa Mishtalchen. When a Tamei Mesa is not allowed to be in the Azara, Zav and Mitzayra Mishtalchen. Then the Zav and Mitzayra also can't be. And if they are, they're chayiv karis. Ain't tmei meis mishtalchin, ain't zavim mitzarah mishtalchin. If, however, a tummy mace doesn't have to be sent out, why not? Because it's a pesach haba b'tumah, then ain't zavim mitzarah mishtalchin. Not that they don't have to leave, but they wouldn't be chayiv karis. So Rav Shimon used the words kol tzeruv v'chol zav v'chol tamei lenefesh to teach me the three machanas. Rabbi Yehuda didn't, because Rabbi Yehuda used it for Rabbi Eliezer's drasha. He used it to teach me something else. Amar mar. One more idea related to this digression, and that is, we mentioned in Reb Shimon's formulation to the three machanos that it didn't say in the Torah that a zav has to leave the machana. It said v'chol zav. The rabbi's balkeri. Not only a zav, even a balkeri. Says the Gemara, this subtlety, taking the word kol that it says in association with zav and being marba balkeri is misayele the Rabbi Yochanan. It supports something Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said two things. Mechilo islein neskachu, the tunnels underneath the Makom HaMikdash don't have Kedusha. What we need is the second thing. Ubalkeri mishtaleh chutz l'shnei machnas. Ubalkeri had to be sent out, not only from Machne Shechina, but even from Machne Leviyah. How do you know Balkeri gets sent out from Machne Leviyah? Most Tmeim are allowed to enter Machne Leviyah. So even a Tommy Mace, we just said, is allowed to enter Machne Leviyah. A Zav is not allowed to enter Machne Leviyah. How do I know Balkeri is also not, oh, Kol Zav, the Rabbi's Balkeri. And if a Zav can't be a Machne Leviyah, and Kol Zav is the Rabbi's Balkeri, so Balkeri also can't be a Machne Leviyah. This is the pasuk that tells me the Zav has to be sent out, a Machne Leviyah. And it didn't just say Zav, it said Kol Zav. If Kol Zav is the Rabbi's Balkeri, oh, Misayele, the Rabbi Yechon, it's very gishmak. This must be Rabbi Yechon's source. That just like a Zav can't be a Machne Leviyah, Balkeri also can't be a Machne Leviyah. Says the Gemara, Meisavei. Is that so simple? I'll ask you a kasha from the following Mishnah. And this is a Mishnah in the fifth Perek of Mesechtes Zovin, Balkeri Kamaga Sheretz. Balkeri's Tumah is like the Tumah of someone that touched the Sheretz. Says the Gemara, my love, the Machnois. Now, the Mishnah doesn't explain what it means, but maybe it means as it relates to Machnois. So, someone that's Tumah Tumah Sheretz is allowed to enter Machn Leviyah, so maybe the Mishnah is saying that a Balkeri is also allowed to enter Machn Leviyah, not like Rabbi Yochanan. So, the Gemara, Loi, the Tumasan. What it means is they have the same type of Tumah. So, the Gemara, what does that mean? The Tumasan, that they're both Tumah Tumas Erev, meaning they're both Tumah immediately. Go to the mikvah, wait till the sun sets, Meshashach Kayanim Nechnasan Lecha B'Chumasan, at that point, they'll be Tahar again. Says the Gemara, I don't need a Mishnah to tell me that. Why? Because, Hay Tumas Erev Ksive, Hay Tumas Erev Ksive, this is Psukim, this is Shnai Mikra V'Echa Targum, this is Pashit. So I don't need a Pasuk for that. El Olav V'Machnoisam, must be, it's coming to teach me some Chiddush. Meaning, when the Mishnah says that a Balkeri is like a Magash Eretz, if it simply means that they're both Tamei Tumas Erev, then the Mishnah really didn't teach me anything. Because I know that from the Psukim, each Parsha says Mefurish Tumas Erev. Must be there's some Chiddush going on here. You know what the Chiddush must be? Machanoisam. That Magash Eretz is allowed to enter Machna Leviyah, so Balkeri is also allowed to enter Machna Leviyah. The Mar says, like, Loilam Tumas. Really, I'll tell you, it means the Tumas. Welcome, Ashmalon, to Balkeri ka Magash Eretz. Something else. Ma Magash Eretz Metame Ba'inus. Just like a Magash Eretz is Tamei Ba'inus. A Balkeri Metame Ba'inus. That's what the Mishnah means. It means that they're both Tamei Ba'inus. If someone touches the Sheretz Ba'inus, he's still going to be Tamei. If someone becomes a Balkeri Ba'inus, he's still going to be Tamei. But it's not a Kashan Rabbi Yochanan because it's not Muchach that the Mishnah Mesech the Zav is referring to Machanois. Meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha. And this Meisvei is from the Seif of that Mishnah. It's the same exact Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a Balkeri is like a Magasheretz. And then the Mishnah says someone that's Boyal Nida is like a Tameh Meis. So a Nida is Tameh. Someone that's Boyal and Nida is also Tameh. Not only was he also Tameh, he was Tameh to Mashiv. He was Tameh 7 days. Look, a Nida is Tameh for 7 days. So to a Boyal Nida was also Tameh for 7 days. Says the Mishnah, that same Mishnah. A Balkeri is like a Magasheretz and a Boyal Nida is like a Tameh Meis. Now, Lamai, what does that say for me? Ilim Lutumasan doesn't mean that they have the same Tumah. They're both Tameh 7 days. Someone that's Tameh to Mashiv is Tameh 7 days and a Boyal Nida is Tameh 7 days. The Torah says it. Hai to Mashiv Xive. Hai to Mashiv Xive. It's both Mefurish in the Torah. Elo Lav Lamachnoisan. Maybe it means the same Machna. That the machna of a Tameh Meis, which is, he just gets sent out of machna shchina, he's allowed to enter machna levir, but only this is going to be the same way. But the point is, umid the seifel machna isam, if the seifel mission is discussing machna isam, reisha nami le machna isam, so it makes sense the reisha is also talking about machna isam. Meaning we have one mishnah with a reisha and a seifel. Balkeri kemaga sheretz. Boyal Nida can tell me mace. Boyal Nida can tell me mace, we think, for sure means the Lamachanoisam. So then the ration should also mean that. Baal Keri Kamaga Sheretz should mean the same. Nibidmar says, not Muchach Midi, Iri, Hagadisa, Hagadisa. The Sefer means the Lamachanoisam. The ration means, with regards to the Tumah itself, what's the Tumah itself? Maga Sheretz is Matama Boinus, Baal Keri is Matama Moinus. The Sefer, Boyal Nida can tell me mace, that's talking about Machanoisam. That just like a Tommy mace is allowed to enter Machna Levius, Boyal Nida is also allowed to enter Machna Levius. Another Kasha. Mitzayra Chomer Mizav. A Mitzayra is more chomer than a zav. The zav chomer mit tami meis, and a zav is more chomer from tami meis. Definitely one of the takeaways of today's daf. Says the Braisa very cryptically, yatsna balkeri, as opposed to a balkeri, shet tami meis chomer mimenu. So the Gemara says, my yatz, what does that mean? Just how do you even read this? Mitzayra chomer mizav, zav chomer mit tami meis. Very straightforward. Yotz a balkeri, with the exception of a balkeri, she tamei meis chomer mimenu, that a tamei meis is more chomer than it, says the Gemara. My yotz a lav yotz a michlal zav. It sounds like what the Braisa is saying is that you would have thought a balkeri is like a zav, they're very similar. Yotz a balkeri, that it's not a zav. Ubo lechlal tamei meis. And you know what halach is? He's like a tamei meis. A tamei meis is allowed to enter machna levia, so a balkeri is also allowed to enter machna levia. And what the Braisa means when it says she tamei meis chomer mimenu, that's the reason. So certainly a Balkeri who's less chomer than a Tomei Meis should be able to enter Machna Levia. The point is, it's not a Mefurish in Braisa, because there's nothing in Mefurish in this Braisa, but at the same time, it seems to be implied in this Braisa, because the Braisa says, Mitzayra Chomer Mizav, Vizav Chomer Mitomei Meis. But just to speak it out a little more clearly, Mitzayra Chomer Mizav in what way? What way is Mitzayra more chomer than Zav? So you can argue in a few ways, but for sure, Shiluach Machnes, a Mitzayra is not even allowed to be a Machna Yisrael. Zav Chomer Mitomei Meis, a Zav is not allowed to be a Machna Levia, as opposed to a Tomei Meis that is. Yotz to Balkeri, Yagavaldik, as opposed to Balkeri, who you would have thought is like the Zav, so he should also be more chomer than the Tomei Meis. He's not, should Tomei Meis chomer mimenu, and if the Tomei Meis was more chomer than him is allowed to enter Machna Levia, then certainly the Balkeri would be allowed to enter Machna Levia. So isn't this a Braisa then not like Rabbi Yochanan? That the Balkeri is not like the Zav, the Gemara says, Loi. That's not the way you read the Braisa. Again, it's not a Mefurish Braisa. So really, you know, there's different ways that you can learn this. Yotza, mimachna, Loi Yotza, mimachna, Tomei Meis, v'nichnas l'machna Zav. What the Pasuk is saying is just the opposite. That the Balkeri is not like the Tomei Meis, rather he's like the Zav, meaning the Afal gaf the Tomei Meis chomer mimenu, and even though the Tomei Meis is really more chomer than the Balkeri, the Mutam Machna Levia, Lamai the Domi Le Medamin Le, at the same time, you have to compare it to what it's more similar to. Meaning, Yotza Balkeri is not Yotza Michlal Zav, Yotza Balkeri is Yotza Michlal Tomei Meis, because I would have thought about Keri, like, why would you think about Keri like a Zav? It's very similar to a Zav, just physically. Why would you think about Keri like a Tomei Meis? Because if Tomei Meis is the least chomer, Balkeri is even less chomer than a Tomei Meis. So you would have thought it's included in Tomei Meis. So what the Braisa is saying is, Yotza Balkeri, who you would have thought is like the Tomei Meis, you would have thought he's Mutav Machna Levia, and Afal Pisha Tomei Meis Chomer Mimenu. Still, the halacha is, it's more similar to Zav just practically, and being that it's more similar to Zav practically, we end up treating it like a Zav, and the halacha ends up being that he's going to be Asim Machna Levia. So this cryptic Braisa can very much be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, but for the same price, it could also be a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. The bottom line is, there's no meisveis, there's no tanya kavase, we can't really prove anything from this price. So one more Gemara, finish the sugya. Tani tana kamei de Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi. There was a tana who said the following to Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi. He was dashing another pasuk that talks about leaving machnois when you're tameh, specifically about keri. So the pasuk in its entirety reads as follows: Ki yebecha ish asher lo yiyatar mikra lailah. There's going to be someone who's not tahar asher lo yiyatar. Right? Doesn't say tameh asher lo yiyatar mikra lailah. And the reason is because he's a bal keri. V'yotzal michutz lamachna. He has to leave the machna. Lo yava yal teicha machna. He can't enter the machna. He has to leave the machna. He can't enter the machna. So the gemara v'yotzal michutz lamachna is a machna shchin. He has to leave Machna Shchina. Lo yavi al teicha Machna. He can't enter the Machna. Zu Machna Leviyah. It's Machna Leviyah. Mikan lo Balkeri, Shnei Yotzo, Chutz l'Shnei Machnas. You see from here that a Balkeri has to leave both Machnas. Like Rabbi Yochanan said, like we learned from Vichol Zav, like the second shot in the previous price that we just brought, that a Balkeri is treated like a Zav. He can't be a Machna Shchina. He can't be a Machna Leviyah. So this Tana said this to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi turned to the Tana. He said, I don't understand how you're reading this Pasuk. Amale, Akati loy alte, afikte, lishnachrina. Akati loy afikte, ayalte. So I hear Rashi who explains the pshat of exactly what these two lishoynis mean and where they differ. But the punchline of the two is exactly the same. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi told the Tana, how are you reading the Pasuk? You have a person that's a Balkari, says the Torah, v'yotza el michutz lamachna. What does v'yotza michutz lamachna mean? How did he teach it? Zu machna shchina, leave machna shchina. Okay, if you leave machna shchina, just visualize it. You're in Dazar, leave machna shchina. Where are you going to be? You're going to be in the Harabayas. Where are you right now? You're machna levia. The Harabayas is machna levia. What's the next line? You're not allowed to enter machna levia. Whoa, I'm in machna levia. Oh, you mean I have to leave machna levia? And then I can't enter the machna levia? Okay, say that. Akati loy afikte ayalte. I don't leave machna levia. And you're talking to me about coming back into machna levia? So Rabbi Yisrael Bar Avdimi, to nitpick a little bit, but he told, I don't understand that you're reading the pasuk. The pasuk of Yotzal Mechus HaMachna, that means Machna Shechina, that's the way he touched it. So I'm in Machna Shechina, okay, I left Machna Shechina, I'm in Machna Leviyah, Lo Yovi El Teich HaMachna. Could we discuss if I have to leave and then you'll tell me about coming back in? So the Tana told him, well, Avdimi, okay, I hear. Im Mishum Ha, we don't have to mekois the Braisna. El Eima, you can reverse it, say it the opposite. Michutz HaMachna, so Machna Leviyah. When it says, Yotzal Mechus HaMachna means you have to leave. If you were Machna Leviyah, leave Machna Leviyah. El Teich HaMachna, when it says, Lo Yovel, El Teich HaMachna, so Machna Shechina. It means, you're not allowed to enter Machna Shechina. But the point is the same, and that is, whether the first Machna is Machna Shechina, the second one is Machna Leviyah, if the first is Leviyah, the second one is Shechina, the Torah is telling me that about Keri, because that's what the Pasuk is referring to, is not allowed to be a Machna Shechina. He's also not allowed to be a Machna Leviyah, meaning he's treated like a Zav. One last kasha. Maskev la Rabina. Rabina said, Eime idi v'idi la Machna Shechina. Maybe both mean Machna Shechina. Maybe really Balkari is only not allowed to leave Machna Shechina, which would make sense. Because, like we said, Balkari is not such a chomer type of Tomer. So if the Tomer is not so chomer, you would think he should be treated like people that are not as Tomer. With Alach is, they have to be sent out of Machna Shechina, but they're allowed to enter Machna Leviyah. So his question was, it says, V'yotza mechutz ha-machana, lo yove yal toicha machana. Maybe both machnas are the same machna. So why would they have to talk to me twice? One is an asay, V'yotza mechutz ha-machana, and the other one's a lois asay, lo yove yal toicha machana. Meaning it's a lois asay v'asay. You have this concept of a lois asay v'asay. Maybe that's why you mentioned it. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, in kein lema krov, v'yotza mechutz ha-machana, v'lo yove yal toicha machana, lomali. Meaning, it could have said, v'yotza mechutz ha-machana, v'lo yove. El Teicha Machna Lovely. Why do you have to use the word Machna twice? The word Machna is extra. With coming from the word Machna, it's not from the Lois Asay and the Asay. The Lois Asay and the Asay is just teaching me a Lois Asay Vasay. But why did the Torah say the Machna twice? V'yotza Michutz LaMachna. V'yotza El Teicha Machna. That's redundant. Oh, Shemami no Litin LaMachna. Cheres. Must be it's coming to teach me a different Machna. So today's daf was definitely a digression. It discussed the laws of Tumah V'Tahira. The first part of the daf talked about the halacha pesach haba b'tumah, tumah hutcha b'tzibah, tumah t'chui b'tzibah, which is going to be a sugya later in the mesechta. But for now, at least we know what the makar is. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, the final makar was abaya. It's learned up in the parsha pesach sheni. Ish is nitcha l'pesach sheni. What about the tzibur where they're tumah l'nefesh? Near the halacha is that the carbon can be brought b'tumah. We had a shailer, a b'chizdas halacha, that a mitzayra that enters machne Yisrael. He does get Malkus, whether V'lo Yishalchus Machaneim, as it relates to a Mitzayr, being that it says Badad Yeshiv, is considered a Lavanitik Laseh, it's not a Lavanitik Laseh. We discussed the general idea of Tmeyim, who can't be in certain Machnas. Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael's Machna was divided into Machna Shechina, Machna Leviyah, Machna Yisrael. That's the way it was in the Mishkan, and that's the way it was in Yerushalayim as well. And every Tamei has to leave Machna Shechina, but there were certain Tmeyim that also had to leave Machna Leviyah. There were Tmeyim that even had to leave Machna Yisrael. The three Tmeyim that we began focusing on was the Tamei Meis, the Zav, and the Metzairah. The Metzairah working backwards had to be sent out of all the Machnas. The Zav had to be sent out of Machna Leviyah. And the Tamei Meis, who you would have thought is maybe more Chomer, in today's daf, somehow the Tamei Meis wasn't such a big deal. Usually Tamei Meis, in today's daf, Nishkeferlach, Tamei Meis, he's allowed to enter Machna Leviyah. Not just that, even the Meis. And then we had another discussion. What about a Zav? And what about a Balkari? A Balkari in the Seder of Tumah is not such a Chumr de Gatumah, but he's a shtickle like a Zav. And because he's a shtickle like a Zav, so could the Balkari enter Machna Leviyah? You would think it's not so Chumr. If a mace can enter Machna Leviyah, a Balkari can enter Machna Leviyah. But then again, he's the dummy le medamin le. He's a shtickle like a Zav, and a Zav's not allowed to enter Machna Leviyah. Rabbi Yochanan famously said that a Balkari is sent out of the two Machnas. The Gemara had a little bit of a shock levatario as it relates to Rabbi Yochanan. Meisave, maybe not. And then at the end, we had a Tana who said it's a pasuk. It says in the Torah regarding the Balkari, v'yotzel michutz la'machane, lo yavo yel toicha machane. It says machane twice. Yeah, lo yisase vase, but why do you write the word machane twice? To teach me that a Balkari is like a Zav in this knech, that he had to be sent out not only from Machna Shechina, but even from Machna Levi.